The Union Shop. More from the Iowa Almanac in a moment. The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans, such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk, are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward. In 1880, William Fisher invented the Fisher Type 1 constant pressure pump governor and founded the Fisher Governor Company in Marshalltown to produce the item. The company has gone on to become one of the oldest and largest process control companies in the world, making control valves and regulators. In fact, the Type 1 remains virtually unchanged and a part of the company's product line today. Fisher's company was always a family affair. After he died in 1905, his wife Martha took his place as president. Son Jasper Fisher returned home to Marshalltown in 1912, running the company his father founded for 26 years until his death. Then, as was the case a generation before, his wife Edna became president, while Jasper and Edna's son Bill learned the business. Bill Fisher became president himself in 1954. Bill prided himself on treating workers like extended members of the family, including summertime picnics for employees. But as the 1960s progressed, there was pressure on workers to unionize. Prior to 1962, Marshalltown was a non-union town. Several attempts to unionize Fisher Governor had failed. Then, on April 12, 1964, Fisher employees voted to be represented by the United Auto Workers by the narrowest of margins, 453 for and 435 against. That changed the Marshalltown labor landscape, as the UAW wound up organizing 7 more plants, employing some 2,500 workers in the city. The shift to a unionized workforce disappointed Fisher, who would merge his company with Monsanto just 5 years later. Today, the original Fisher Governor Company is part of Emerson Process Management, and while international company growth under the Fisher name continued into this century, high labor costs forced the closing of the well-known Center Street plant, as well as a series of worker layoffs. The unionization of Marshalltown's workforce began when the United Auto Workers Union was certified at Fisher Governor on this date in 1964. And that's Iowa Almanac for April 12th. There's more online at iowaalmanac.com. Until Monday, I'm Jeff Stein.